You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 209, the swoon hypothesis. Today's challenge: why can't we explain the resurrection appearances by saying Jesus swooned on the cross? Pilate was surprised he died so quickly, Mark 15:44. If he revived in the tomb, he and the disciples might think he was raised from the dead. Today's defense: there are multiple problems with this hypothesis. Jesus did die quickly. Other crucifixion victims lingered for days. However, Jesus was subjected to severe stress and trauma in the hours before the crucifixion. This included sleeplessness, Matthew 26, 42-46, emotional anguish, Matthew 26:38, being taken to multiple locations for various proceedings, Matthew 26:57, 27:2, 27:31, etc., and being physically beaten, Matthew 26:67, scourged, Matthew 27:26, and crowned with thorns, Matthew 27:29. By the end, he was so traumatized he could not carry the cross, so it was carried by Simon of Cyrene, Matthew 27:32. Dr. William Edwards states, "The severe scourging, with its intense pain and appreciable blood loss, most probably left Jesus in a pre-shock state. The physical and mental abuse meted out by the Jews and the Romans, as well as the lack of food, water, and sleep, also contributed to his generally weakened state. Therefore, even before the actual crucifixion, Jesus' physical condition was at least serious and possibly critical." Jesus then underwent the trauma of crucifixion itself. He may have died due to a sudden cardiac event, as suggested by the loud cry he made immediately before dying, Matthew 27:50, Mark 15:37. Afterwards, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water, John 18:34, the water being a clear fluid from the pleural cavity containing the lung and or the pericardial sac surrounding the heart. If Jesus somehow managed to survive all this, he would not have been able to move the stone and escape his tomb, Mark 16:3, nor would he have been able to ascend into heaven in front of the apostles, Luke 24:51, Acts 1, 9-11. The swoon hypothesis thus does not explain how the apostles could have innocently thought they saw Jesus alive after the crucifixion. Tip: on the medical aspects of the crucifixion, see William D. Edwards, M.D., et alia, On the Physical Death of Jesus Christ, Journal of the American Medical Association, March 21st, 1986, pages 1455 to 1463. Available online.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.